I am sure that you all heard what Deacon Joe said when he started the gospel. He said, a reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And incidentally, when we think about the ascension of Jesus, the ascension is about conclusion of his ministry here on earth. Now, in the old days, I used to be a teacher of English. And because I had to teach people about writing, there was something that we always talk about with writing and with any book that we read, that there always has to be an introduction, a body, and a conclusion. Introduction, body, and conclusion. So we know that with the life of Jesus on this earth, the introduction came about at the birth of Jesus. That's when we were introduced to him. That's when we saw him. That's when we met him. And everybody marveled at the time about what this child would be. And we have also the body. And the body that we had with the person of Jesus was all of those things that Jesus did at the time or after his baptism. So we heard about all his wondrous works. And we were amazed at those wonderful things that he did. And then we come to the conclusion. Because the conclusion was not the crucifixion, nor the resurrection, but the conclusion is the ascension. And when I would teach people about writing, I'd say to them that the conclusion has to be eloquent, forceful, and witty. So that when we get to that conclusion, we would never, ever forget what we have heard or read or seen. And so Jesus, at the end, before he ascended, he said, go forth, go into all the world and proclaim the good news. So he was commissioning those apostles of his to say, my work is done. Now, it's under new management, and that's you. That's you. So go into all the world. And there's a legend that says that when Jesus ascended into heaven, the angel Gabriel asked him, said, Lord, now that you have concluded your work on earth, what provisions have you made for the continuation of your work? And Jesus said, I have left 11 men behind. And Gabriel said, but Lord, suppose they fail. And Jesus said, I have no other plans. No other plans. So Jesus entrusted his mission to those apostles. And we heard Paul speaking about that in the second reading. Paul said he left gifts, and his gifts were that some should be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers. But Paul left out one word. And the word he left out was the word mothers. So I've given gifts as prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, and mothers. Why? for the work of ministry and for the building up of the body of Christ. So we have to see everything that we do as a ministry. This becomes our mission. So mothers, did you know that you are on a mission? You knew that, right? Okay, so I don't have to say anything more about that. We're all on a mission. We have to continue the work of Jesus. That's the responsibility with which we have been charged. And we have to make sure that everybody with whom we come in contact will be introduced to the person of Jesus. So, you have to now do your writing. You have to do and have your introduction. How will you introduce people to the person of Jesus? Clearly, I could not teach writing if I didn't know a thing or two about writing. And clearly, you cannot introduce people to Jesus unless you know a thing or two about him. So you have to introduce Jesus to all persons with whom you come in contact. And then day by day, you carry out that work, and that is the body of it all. But we all know that there will come a time of conclusion, a time when we can do no more. And that is when we go to that place that Jesus has prepared for us. Because he had said to his disciples in another place, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also may be. So my sisters and brothers, we have to see ourselves this day as people who have been commissioned. So the ascension is our commissioning. So did you hear him? Did you hear him commissioning you? And just in case we feel that we're not up to the mark, then he says to us, just wait. Just wait. And what will happen is that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. Notice power. Because I think we have too many weak Christians. Christians are not weak people. Christians are powerful people. And therefore, when we proclaim by word or by action, we are to make that proclamation powerfully. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that's what we'll be celebrating next week. And you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, in your own household. And you'll do that until you get to your conclusion. And when you conclude, you will say, like St. Francis did. St. Francis said at the end of his life, I have done what was mine to do. May God teach you what is yours. And having done that, we'll hear Jesus saying to us at the right time, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord.